what we know about the two Iranians, Mohammed and Saeed Mansour, is that they were arrested in Mombasa after American intelligence report tipped the Kenyan local security forces to arrest the two. And after being arrested, through interrogation, they confessed carrying explosive materials, and they led the police right from Nairobi to Mombasa, where the police found 15 kilos of an explosive making material called RDX.
Do we have any indication what the men were planning to do with these explosives?
They told the security officers during interrogation that they had planned a series of explosives in the country. But later on, from the government sources, we were told they had specifically targeted American, Israeli, and British targets in the country and in the region.
There have been newspaper reports in Nairobi that the government and security agencies are taking action to identify and protect potential security points of interest. What are some of the venues that may be particularly vulnerable?
The government, the police department, has been able to identify certain targets. Most of the targets they have identified, and caution has been put to the public to be careful, and security has also been heightened in those areas, mainly retail chain supermarkets where big crowds of people gather. We have hotels, we have public or government buildings in Nairobi where security has also been tightened, and specifically embassies. The security has also been tightened around embassies. And generally, since the terror attacks began in Nairobi, security has been heightened both at government level and even private level. Business people have stepped up their security to protect their interests.
Do security analysts, such as those at your magazine, do they believe that Kenya has become a site for potential terrorist attacks because of the country's role in Somalia, sending troops into Somalia to help support the transitional government battling the Islamists?
Kenya has been a target in the recent past because of its involvement in the Somali incursion. But we can see that the foreign policy of the country has in the past been able to contribute to Kenya being targeted by the terror network because of its association with the Americans and the West. Because if we are talking about some years back, this is not the first time Kenya has had a problem. Even before that, even before the country got into Somalia, it has been a target of terror attacks.
The news reports say that the vessel that is expected to dock in Mombasa this week, that it has made other runs to Mombasa before. Are there any known efforts to stop the ship or to board the ship?
One thing that we must be able to appreciate is that in the past, the security, Kenyan security agents have been a bit lax. They have always been caught off guard. But as we are getting media reports that the ship is about to dock in Mombasa, the government has not said whether they will attempt to block the ship from docking or whether the ship has made the 23 other calls before, and whether during these 23 calls it was able to discharge these explosive materials, the RDX material, and whether they have been used in any other terror attacks in the region. There is no clear proof. The government is also quiet. It has not talked about it. The port of Mombasa has been the entry point because of the laxity of security along the Kenyan coast, and it is also an expansive coast. It has been a port of entry for many contrabands, including illegal ammunitions and explosives that are being used in the region.
Are there efforts by the government to crack down on security along the coast?
Since Kenya went to Somalia, security has been heightened at the Kenyan coast, both by the Kenyan Navy forces and Air Force patrols. There is also the NATO forces that are also patrolling the coast, trying to check piracy at the Indian Ocean. So it is for sure not possible to say Kenya has just stepped up patrols because of the expected call of this vessel, but it has been there since Kenya got involved in Somalia.